Welcome to Not Important Important. This is a fun talk, and my name is Quinn Emmett.
Did you say Not Important Important?
Look, I'm grasping at straws already.
Got it. I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy.
Yep, and this is a fun talk. It's not After Dark. It's not important,
right,
to Jeff's great chagrin, but Brian needed a win, so we gave him fun talk.
Give me one thing.
Mm-hmm. Now you got it. This is the other podcast where we talk about whatever we want through the theme of generally being tired in your 30s.
Do people listen to this? Do we know? Do we have the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for
cool.
Sure.
That's good.
Some people prefer it, which is interesting.
Awesome.
It says a lot about the world.
Yeah. So,
pouring rain here today, which is always a bit of a clusterfuck. You didn't get to ride your motorcycle.
I did not.
I know it's the combination of not being allowed to ride your motorcycle, which makes you sad.
Yes.
Having to take a car, which makes you more sad.
Yes.
In the traffic through the rain over here, which is extra sad.
It's all bad. Although I did get to listen to the podcast. The like one of the bad things about not having a car is there's no time where you can just like sit and have a podcast listen to.
You can't do that on a motorcycle.
No, definitely not. And you can't do it just like sitting. I can't just like sit at home and do it. Then I feel like I'm like should be doing something else.
We need to settle down. You know, it's like, why can't we just do something else?
I don't know.
So what did you listen to?
Dr. Death.
Oh, I haven't heard those.
Oh, God, it's so good.
I've heard they're great.
Oh, so good. So
that company, Wondery, they do a good job.
They really do. I think they do that other one that I listened to one episode of where they like tell a whole story of a person and then at the end they reveal who that person is because it's somebody that everybody knows.
Oh, I don't know. I know they did Dirty John.
Dirty John is also good.
Yeah. Anyway, every time they put a new podcast, it goes number one that day. I haven't figured out that fucking black magic, but it's crazy.
Yeah. How do we do that?
Unclear.
Listen to Dr. Death. It's so fantastic.
What is it about?
It's so infuriating. It's about this neurosurgeon who in total operated on 36 people.
Mm-hmm.
30, I think two of them, like horribly impaired post-surgery because he is a sociopath and just a terrible surgeon. Like he just fucked people up.
On purpose?
Yes.
Huh.
It's crazy.
Why do they call it Dr. Death? Do they die or not die?
He killed two of his patients.
Okay.
Seriously injured, like paralyzed, like really bad injured, like 20 of them.
Wait, at what point how do we have to get to 20 before someone says, this isn't great anymore?
I mean, yeah, this is why you got to listen to the podcast. Of course you would think that. And like the shit that people do and don't do to like... not make this guy not be a surgeon anymore is just, I mean, you'll
how many
you'll
punch episodes?
Six.
How
you
long
could,
are they?
You could do it. Like 40 minutes. I don't know.
Okay. I feel like my entire life is being behind on things that people recommend.
I know. I'm always behind too. This came out, I think, last year.
Not that it's not great that there's so much other good stuff out there, but I looked at my, like, I made a little, of course, I mean, you and my wife hate me so much. I made an Evernote list of things I'm currently watching, things I'm waiting to come back, and things that people have recommended.
Yeah.
And I just look at this recommended list. I'm like, I'm never going to get to these things. And I'm constantly adding things. I don't do like, if just you say it, I'm not going to add it. If four people say it, then I'm like,
I was just going to say, there must be a way to prioritize.
I do. And yet still don't get to them. Yeah. Because as I described to my children, I go to bed 40 minutes after they do.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, 40 movies. Minutes.
It's one episode of Dr. Death right there.
Movies just don't exist in that.
Yeah.
An hour long TV show doesn't exist in that. I mean, it's like, I only get to watch basically on the Stairmaster.
I get it. Well, next time you're in the car by yourself, which is the only time that I have found that you can listen to a podcast ever, check it out.
Well, I do most of my listening on the walk. Okay, that's good.
Or the
that's
walk.
When
there
I do my
go.
Audiobooks. You Boom. Know what's the greatest move you can possibly make? Let me tell you how to make your day and nights better.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
My girlfriend, Michelle Obama.
I was like, wait, what?
Narrated her own biography.
Oh, she did. Yes, I heard that.
Which means here's what you can do.
Is it up there? You got it up there, right?
I got it up there too. I mean, of course I have all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Every version. CD, cassette tape, doesn't matter.
Floppy.
Because she narrates it and it's fairly long, as it should be. I'd listen to 1,000 hours.
Sure.
You can quite literally make her voice the first thing you hear when you wake up and the last thing you hear before you go to sleep. And let me tell you, that is a wonderful space to live in.
Man, you're a weird guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Super weird.
That's awesome. That's good to know.
It's really great.
Yeah.
She's the best.
I like when authors narrate their own audiobooks.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I think maybe we talked about this, how Springsteen narrated his as well.
Oh, no.
It's so great.
Cool.
It's great.
Huh.
Which is a different book, but wonderful. He's just like, hey, here's the deal. Biggest rock star in the world, really damaged.
Yeah.
Let me tell you all the ways.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's great because it's also, I mean, we've talked about this before. You did the Movember stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's when we talked about this. Is he was like, look, if I can talk about how dark shit is for me,
right,
throughout my whole life, and still, other guys should be able to drop the fucking facade and talk about their shit.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like I commend him for doing that. It's super helpful.
Nice.
But he's also like, look, that's driven a lot of my music too.
Right.
You know, just like a lot of comics, you're like, oh, they're,
oh yeah, just
damaged,
the torture,
and this is their coping. Yeah. And we benefit from it, and yet super damaged.
And they do too, I think. It's good, you know, it's like the most, it's probably the better way to get it out. You could also deal with your fucked up life and with drugs or whatever, but at least they like,
right,
have
but some of them
it.
Do. I mean, you look at like Chris Cornell and stuff like that, or Cobain, and it's incredible music, and they've had an outlet, and then they apparently all get to literally age 27, and that's, mm-hmm.
apparently
that's what you got.
That's the end.
I made it past 27. That was my grade filter.
Boom.
No guarantee every day from there on in, just true. Saying, I got to pass there.
You're doing a nice job.
Well.
You're doing a job.
Yeah. Thank you. So here's the deal. Brian had a rough day last week, and I tried to, last week, the week before, it's everything has a flat circle at this point. I tried to do a nice thing. Fucking Postmates.
Yep.
I tried to send you a box of cookies, which I Postmated while I stood in the store so the person could come pick it up and bring it to you on the other side of town. Watch them box up the cookies, all your favorites, to send to you as a surprise. Get the alert. Cookies have been delivered. Great. Brian must be feeling great. Wait a little bit, didn't hear from him. I was like, you know, I didn't do this for the thanks.
Right.
I did this for you to enjoy them. Maybe you're just still eating them.
Sure.
Or just still having your tough day and eating. Any surprise. Next morning I said, oh, hey. Did you get that cool little package?
Listen, if my doorbell rings and then I open the door and then at the foot of my door is a box of cookies, like beautifully wrapped, that's the best thing that I could ever think of happening. Except that it didn't happen.
That's what it didn't happen.
None of those things happened.
And you even have roommates. Nobody.
I was home. Nobody ever like takes package. Like I have a good, there's no reason that it should not have been there unless it was not delivered.
Yeah.
So that was pretty terrible.
That's frustrating.
Thankfully.
And of course, Postmates was like, oh, don't worry about it. Here's $2 off your next delivery. What the fuck does that do for me?
I
literally said, can you do anything else? And I said, yeah, go take it. Track down that Postmate, which is all you do. That's your entire business is based on tracking these humans and find out where the fuck are the cookies that I sent to Brian. Nothing. Radio silence.
So weird. Seems like more could have been done.
So the week before you had mentioned that one of your guilty pleasure cookies, as much as I know you like me, love chocolate.
I really love chocolate. I can't believe that I love these cookies so much because they're chocolate.
Tell the people what these cookies are.
Maybe my favorite cookie, the vanilla.
Crazy.
I know. The vanilla JoJo's from Trader Joe's. They're a simple sandwich cookie, much like an Oreo. Vanilla cracker though, vanilla cookie and vanilla foot filling.
This is so crazy.
They are unbelievable. I just had 5. I can't stop eating them. I had to close the box.
I said, have a cookie and you said no. And a second later you were grabbing the box and now you've had 5.
It's these ones specifically that have a grasp on me.
Oh, by the way, you know what? I forgot. A friend of ours, friend of the podcast, Mike August, husband of John August, fellow podcaster, screenwriter, all that. So Mike was listening to one of our past fun talks. Hold on, I got to find this in my messages. And he was like, hey, here's the deal. I'm listening to Fun Talk. And we talked about how my wife is a monster and can eat a cookie and put the bag away for like a week at a time.
I don't believe it.
Right? Versus you and I, either those all go down or they're not in the office and we don't have any.
Right.
Right?
No problem.
So he said, Gretchen Rubin, psychologist, says, you and I are what are called abstainers.
Okay.
Right? Which means we abstain completely or not at all.
Got it.
And she is called a moderator, which is somehow an ability to moderate their consumption of things. And I was like, this is amazing. You're a hero. Of course, there's like a psychological definition to this. I just had never considered it, but there has to be. Like, we can't be alone in this.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'd like a little more information. What percentage of people, I'm sure there's some data, are abstainers versus moderators?
Which way do you think it goes? We have to be clear, we couldn't have less knowledge on this.
I mean, the only reason I would say abstainers got to be more is because I am one, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I have no idea. Maybe there are many more people that are better than us.
That's so much willpower out there in the world.
If it's not, I mean, it's very true. If it's not there, fine. But if it's there, I'm going to fucking eat all of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could be it the other way. But that's great that there are people like that. That's wonderful. Maybe she could teach you.
No, I don't. I think it's like a built-in thing.
Got it.
Like I have that crazy fucking gene. Oh, this is the worst, but I'm so glad it got validated. I have that crazy gene where when someone is chewing.
Yeah. Oh, right.
It makes there be a rage inside of me with the power of a thousand suns. And I always thought, first of all, I'd be consumed. It's like coming into your superhero-ness, except you're a villain. I'd be consumed by it, right? Growing up, sitting next to my family at dinner, and I'd be, it's not upset. It's not like frustrated. It is red rage.
Yeah, it's true. It's a different feeling.
And then as we've talked about before, getting older, self-awareness, I'd be aware I was doing it, be frustrated, yada, yada. And my wife loves nothing more than a bag of chips or a bag of popcorn.
Sure.
Snuggled up to me on the couch tonight watching our 40 minutes of premium cable. And it's sad because it's what I look forward to all day. And then she does it and it's like shaking within me. And then I did the fucking test and I found out it's a thing.
You got it.
It's a real thing. And then you know what's great? A friend of hers at work was like, yeah, I got it too. You're a nightmare. But just when you're chewing.
Everything's great until you start chewing.
It's not even her chewing is anything terrible. But she was like, oh, it's not just my husband who's a horrible person. I mean, I'm a horrible person for different reasons. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this is a genetic reason why I'm a horrible person.
Wow.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I can't believe it's like a genetic thing.
But these are the things you find out about yourself that you cannot... I mean, do you think CRISPR could fucking make this go... I would make this go away.
That's one of the ones that we could all agree, like just like...
Just wipe
make
it the
that
fuck
not be a
germline,
thing.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's not... How does that develop? Like, why? Evolution does some fucked up stuff, but what benefit does that provide?
Don't know. I do
Anyways,
not know.
I don't think a moderator could teach an abstainer. It feels like it's pretty built in.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, look, I've learned more willpower on things. Like, again, I become self-aware and know that, like, I shouldn't go into that cookie store.
Right.
Right? I shouldn't have these things in the house. Where before, it was just like, here, and oh, I wonder why I just keep eating everything. But the key is to just not have them. Or to have different things that could satisfy it. But I haven't fundamentally changed. I've just tried to avert the situation.
Right. I went to the store recently for a grocery, outing and didn't. I purposely didn't buy anything sweet, which is...
How?
What?
How did you not?
What do you mean? I'm in a fucking abstainer. We just talked about it. Either don't do it or do it.
Oh, no. See, I'm further. Like, if I'm in the store, I'm buying it.
Well, I have to go grocery shopping, so I...
But see, here's what I did. I don't even go to stores anymore because as much as I enjoy grocery shopping, one, because traffic's such a fucking nightmare here, my days are so limited because of kids and life.
Yeah.
I use Instacart, and all I do is go and click through all the things I've ordered.
You know,
No, I get it. But you get to the end of the... You get to the fucking grocery line, you're just surrounded by incredible dark chocolate. I don't have that experience anymore, and it's a game changer.
Yeah,
because I know if I go to the store, it's game over.
I did the Amazon Whole Foods internet ordering.
How'd that go?
Listen, it's great to just be at home and working and then your groceries arrive. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except not everything that I wanted was available.
Never.
And then when they got there, she was like, oh, they didn't have this, so you have this instead. And I can't deal with that.
I get it. It's not perfect. But the hours it saves and the fact that I'm not culling chocolate off of a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game changer for me.
Yeah, I am able to go to the grocery store, not buy sweets.
I went to Trader Joe's first time in a year and I came out of 2 boxes of cookies and an avocado.
God, they're very
good.
What
the fuck? I don't even know what I went in for.
And then what is so great is that I'm at work, I'm off work, I get home, I have something to eat. And then of course, after I eat that, I want something sweet. I look through my whole house as if something has appeared. There's nothing. And then I go to bed.
Right? That's the thing.
It's amazing.
That's the thing.
I wake up, everything's fine.
Everything's fine. You're over it, right? It's a game changer.
It's really nice.
So anyways, you were eating these cookies and you conveniently went from eating them to just taking the whole box over here to your couch desk.
Well, it's so much
and
easier.
And you were like, oh, I just love these. And what did you started? You were like, oh, I should have saved my coffee because I could have dipped these in them.
Right.
You said, oh, sometimes I like to take the sandwich apart. I put peanut butter on and spin it back together.
Oh, God. They get better when they get more stale. All kinds of
you
things
like
about these cookies
soft
that
and
I
get
love.
Stale. And then what was the clincher you just told me?
Yeah. Well, I have
you just threw it away nonchalantly.
Usually after the gym, I'll make a little protein shake fucking thing.
As you do. Muscles are broken down. They need protein to rebuild.
Peanut butter, banana, pea milk, protein mix. And every once in a while you throw like 4 or 5 JoJo's in there. And it's really, really, really good. Really good. Blends it all up, all tiny in the Nutribullet, and it's just unbelievably tasty.
I feel like I can speak for Nutribullet and say that was never tested on cookies. I mean, who knows? Maybe.
It can chop up anything.
It can.
It's like putting cookies in your milkshake, except I'm having a nice protein shake instead of like
a... But you're defeating the purpose. To me, it's like one or the other.
No. I am adding a little bit of deliciousness to my...
You just had 4 or 5 cookies.
They're small. They're Oreo size. I'm just saying there's a lot of things you can do with JoJo's.
No, I'm not arguing that it wouldn't be delicious. I mean, that's amazing. And now that's in my head. Thank you as an option. So but see, the key is those can't go home with me.
No, they're not going home with me. They're going to stay here and I'll have 5 every time I'm here.
Right.
And then they'll be gone soon and then you'll never buy any again. And also, thank you very much for them. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the kind gesture.
I bought them out of fury at Postmates. They're handmade, custom fucking, but you mentioned that you...
They're very delicious. And I hate that Postmates delivery driver, whoever he or she was. You can't do that.
Just don't do... I mean, clearly they're there for a reason. There was even a note. Like at some point, I hope she ate all the fucking cookies or he ate all the fucking cookies and read the note and was like, I'm a bad person.
I hope so.
Yeah, well. You put down here, quote unquote... The need for something new / rash / spontaneous, which feels like it's a little bit of a segue from my inability to go anywhere and not buy cookies.
Sure.
What's this all about?
You messaged me yesterday, like you always do, to say, weekly reminder.
Uh-huh.
Write down some fun talk topics.
Yep.
And so I was thinking about what I've been thinking about lately.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, I had just a weird day. I just felt very bored and unfulfilled and like started thinking about all the things that I want to do that I haven't done and how I haven't traveled in a while and how I haven't gotten a tattoo in a while. I used to take a lot of vacations. Mm-hmm. My friend Wes, a fellow podcaster, great chef, ex-roommate, used to call me Mr. Vacation.
Yeah. Well, I think I was less subtle about that.
Yeah. I was feeling very just like, bleh. And then I was trying to think like, well, what should I do to snap out of this? Should I go? I thought maybe I'll go get a tattoo right now. Maybe I'll buy a plane ticket to, I don't fucking know where, anywhere. And so then after a bunch of that, thinking about that, not doing anything, just going to sleep and waking up and being normal again the next day, I was like, why do I feel that? Like, why does that happen? And obviously it's not just me, but what happened? What
chemically?
Yeah.
Or like circumstance wise in life?
I everything.
Uh-huh.
Just where does that come from? That sudden need to be like, oh, I got to fucking do something weird.
I got to make some changes. Well, to be clear, in our limited experience together, what's it now? 7 something years or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
You've had a few of these. I mean, I remember vaguely sitting out, not vaguely,
well, yeah, I'm
specifically
not saying that
sitting outside of, well, I'm getting to it though. Oh. Sitting outside of, what was that healthy food place we used to eat? Cafe Gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And you had like a full, you literally sat on the bench outside Cafe Gratitude for an hour in like a, I've got to make some changes funk.
Oh yeah.
And that
was
7 years ago.
Not about an hour.
So my question is these things, this was not like a one-time, not even quarterly, probably third of the life crisis, maybe half life crisis. Who knows?
No, it was nowhere near that big. I'm talking about a part of a day where I was like feeling like I needed something fun to happen.
But you're asking, sure.
Minimal.
You're asking, but you were saying you feel unfulfilled and you don't do this, you don't do that.
I mean, yeah, well, because of whatever happened, you know, and then I was like feeling, you know, like when you have a bad day because something, one thing happened, then you start like, you know, Rolling Stone gathers moss, right? Like then you start thinking about the other shit. It wasn't necessary. I wasn't having a bad day because like my life isn't going in the direction I wanted or something. It was just like this one, for some reason, something happened. And then it started making me think of all of that too.
Hmm. Are those the things that make you feel most fulfilled?
What?
Traveling, getting a new tattoo.
No, I wouldn't say that they make me feel most fulfilled, but they do, I guess, maybe fill a little void if there's a void sometimes. It's very like, temporary.
Instant gratification.
Right. And maybe the bigger
travel
picture is
a wonderful thing.
The permanent
sure.
like uh-huh. fixes to life. But in the moment, I wasn't like going to my pen and paper and like, these are the things I need to do to fix my life. I was just like, I just want to do something goofy.
Okay. So you painted this as 2 different situations.
Okay.
You were like, I was having an existential crisis and felt unfilled. Now you said, I quote unquote, want to do something goofy.
All right. Well, those are, like, those are all my feelings.
Anymore.
It's
I don't
all just, those things. I don't know.
But I'm curious. It's interesting.
I think there's a, well, I think it's both. I think it's the big picture is that there's, you know, maybe I want some other, some things to happen and like changes to happen in my life, but something little would have sufficed.
Mm-hmm. You got a theatrical agent. This is very exciting.
Oh, well, sure. That was, you know,
you got a lady that you've held on to for the, for an extended
of
period of time.
Things.
That's one of
yeah,
you're
yeah.
barreling towards fatherhood, as we've discussed a number of times on Fun Talk and
that.
The Real Podcast.
You just keep saying that.
I mean, it is just coming down the pipe.
Uh-huh. No, everything's wonderful. I'm just saying, what isn't it interesting that sometimes
sure.
you feel like you need to do something silly to satisfy some, I don't know, some craving or something.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And I didn't do anything. So that's, and then it was fine.
So what would have been, if all things were available to you, what would have scratched that itch?
I think there's multiple things.
But what's the first thing you go to? If you could go to your computer and get tattoo or travel or I don't fucking know.
I mean, I feel like travel, like buying a plane ticket somewhere will always be like the, like that will fucking
to
get
go,
me going.
To go that day or for planned in the future?
No, that's crazy. Get out of here.
No, I'm just saying because you might wake up and be like, oh, I didn't really need to buy that.
Oh, no, no, no. It would be
where,
for
like,
a future
you can go
trip.
Walk into a tattoo shop and get a scorpion on your leg in a heartbeat.
True. Already got one.
Okay.
No, I do not. Either would have been fine. One is definitely more instant, I guess, than the other. But buying, you know, getting that email that says, all right, you just bought the fucking ticket to fucking Panama.
Where would you go?
I don't know.
Did you say Panama?
Yeah, but.
Interesting.
Just came to mind. I don't know why.
Heard it's lovely. Big canal. Where would you go? Would you go? Here's a question my wife and I talk about all the time yeah. with limited bandwidth, but also like, what do we do when we kick the kids out of the house in like 2 or 3 years? anyways, don't do the math. Things are changing.
Yeah.
Are you someone who prefers to go back to, and this is of course my own psychology of, oh, I only have so much time left in the world. That's like my darkness.
Right.
Some people are like, that's wonderful. Take it, man. I'm like, no,
my
it's not
darkness.
We can explore that in a later conversation, but.
I would like to explore your darkness.
Yeah, please. Happy to. Self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Being honest with yourself. Are you someone who would prefer, given the choice, to mostly go back to places you've been before?
Nope.
Or to go to new places?
Yep. Except home.
How is it skewed?
It's not even close.
Is it black or white, or is it a majority, or is it 50-50?
It's not very close.
Really?
I mean, if I had to go, like sometimes, you know, like you book a commercial and it travels, right? Great. If I booked a commercial and it was like, you have to go to Austin. Fucking awesome. Love it. Can't wait. I would have no problem going back there. It's great fun. But if I was just personally myself booking a ticket to go somewhere on vacation, I mean, 1,000% it would be somewhere new.
Oh, you wouldn't even consider old places?
It just seems silly.
Why?
I don't know, because I would just so much rather go somewhere that's brand new.
Yeah.
Unless I would always go to Chicago, but aside from that, new every time.
Interesting.
Going to Denver in a few weeks, in a month about.
For what now?
Surprising my girlfriend's sister. Hope she doesn't listen to this podcast.
Are we working that day?
No, I'm not fucking up a day of.
Did you give me,
work.
Put it on
I'm
the
not, it just, we just booked it and it's not messing up a day of work. I've been to Denver several times.
Uh-huh.
I'm more than excited to go back, but it wasn't a trip that I planned personally.
Oh, you're being dragged into it?
Not at all.
Uh-huh.
That's insane to say. But I'm just saying, I'm thrilled to go because I love that city. But if we were just like, let's go somewhere, I would not have picked that place or anywhere else that I've been to.
At what point do you feel like the new has started, not quenched,
right,
but
right.
is satisfied enough that you can start to revisit some places?
I would say if it was just me, never.
Do you have a list of new places that you want to check? I mean, you clearly don't make lists.
Not an actual list, not a big list.
I mean, everybody knows that, jackass. But I mean, dreams and aspirations where you could get halfway down and go like, oh.
I mean, there's so many. There's just a million. Mm-hmm. I've only been to such a small handful of places. But I could also see...
Handful? You take a lot of vacations.
Well, as compared to how many places there are to go, uh-huh. very small.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'm happy with my travel experience. But yeah, no, I don't think I would ever get to a point where I would truly want to go somewhere that I've been over somewhere new. But I mean, There's going to be a point where you like can't do that shit anymore. And you just
not necessarily can't. It'll but be I'm just curious to if you to, find somewhere that is meaningful enough some way.
Yeah. I just feel like that's not it though. Like, well, like I went to Ireland and I was like, oh, this is a huge deal. My family is from here. Like I'm going to love this. And I loved it. I loved it. And I would go back again because I have family there, but that would not be my first place to, I would never like think like, oh, Ireland again. There's so many places to go. I already did that.
So on a list of, you're considering the next thing. There's a list of, you have five slots to fill of like, these are the ones I'm considering based on price and time and all these things.
Sure, sure.
Would some place like Ireland that you love even make that five right now?
Yeah. If I was going to go to Europe, five places in Europe that I hadn't been yet, but it like sort of made, but like, you know, maybe one of those places was, I don't know. So, I mean, Europe's so compact, everywhere's close to everywhere. But if I was already there and I went to four places I'd never been, and like on the way back, you know, west to the States, I could like go to Ireland. I would like definitely go.
It's interesting. I think, yeah, my wife and I are both kind of torn on this. We can go both ways. Because I have places that like, and this is, again, self-awareness. I could not have less in a day-to-day life of FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, there's this party. I'm like, that's great. Have fun. Could not be less interested.
Yeah.
I mean, I am, my glory is being on my couch at night with my dog, watching basketball for 10 minutes before I fall asleep or whatever, right? It's, or baseball. It's everything. It's simple. It's easy. Or reading my book. Nothing you could say would make me someone recently, there was a birthday party for my sister and one of her good friends, known my whole life. She was like, come on, I'll buy all the shots for the night. I'll buy you 8 shots, 10 shots. I was like, you're making zero progress.
Right.
Those things are not making this an easier decision.
Yeah.
I'm already on the couch, losing game. But I do, again, because of fear of life ending short or because life is winnowing down, do have a little bit of a FOMO of travel.
Yeah.
Of going like, but there are so many places that are seem fucking incredible. And I've folded over every page in National Geographic Traveler, you know, that I want to go and experience. But at the same time, like there's so many places I love and like, I know I can settle into and enjoy and do that. And I'm like, oh, I could just do this. But there's so many places that are, I mean, incredible out there, right? It's a hard one.
It is hard. There's so many factors. It's not like it's, I don't know.
By the way, get it out of your fucking system, because the other, and some people are better, way better about this than we are, and both they're insane and more power to them, but you start having kids, and I looked up and like, I've done so little travel in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I have to like take a step back and go, there is a clear reason, there are three reasons, you know?
Pretty good reasons.
It's not like I just took my foot off the pedal.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back to it.
Yeah.
Just won't be as young and spunky as I was. But we'll get there. And it's like delayed gratification, but.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you're going to have a baby in a matter of weeks.
I mean, I would do it soon. No, I got a good 5 years.
Nope.
Yeah.
Anyways. It's Valentine's Day, folks.
It sure is.
Yep. I saw a stat on the internet because now it's a piece of knowledge I have in my head that said that Americans will spend $3.2 billion this Valentine's Day.
$3.2 billion,
which is very upsetting, because we just had a conversation with two incredible people who have discovered that our food is not nearly as nutritious as we thought. Been writing about it for 20 years, and hey, how much? What was that number they said? How much money did they say they've gotten in grant money in the past 20 years? It was pretty incredible. 20, how much?
25. $34 million. Zero.
$0. Right. $0. Every grant they've ever applied for is turned down.
Denied. Yep.
So $3.2 billion on Valentine's Day. Love my wife.
Oh.
However, holy shit.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. What do you guys got going on? What's the plan?
I'm being surprised with a rainy day picnic.
Surprised?
Well, she's kept everything under wraps as far as where we're going to have our picnic.
Not outside.
In a car outside somewhere. Yep. What is it, what the meal consists of. And what her gift is for me. So I know nothing except that we're going to have...
That's not her gift?
She bought me something too.
Good Lord. Is she perfect?
It's going to be great. But we're not going crazy. We're keeping it simple. It's going to be awesome.
And what do you got going on?
I'm going to be with her.
Yeah, no, what are you doing for her, you monster?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm getting a haircut. No, what do you mean? The usual. And I got her a gift from her childhood that I think she's going to really
enjoy. That's very thoughtful.
I had I think she wants this to be like mostly her doing things this year because I did a very good job last year.
What'd you do last year?
We were newly dating and I really went overboard. Not overboard, but I really went all out. And she appreciated it. So now she's returning the favor, she says.
Do you feel relieved of a duty or do you feel like you're being held back? Or do you feel...
No, I feel good. Uh-huh. In general, I would rather be the giver of something than the recipient. I'm not a big fan of getting things. Uh-huh. But it's fine. It's not like showering me with gifts or something. I would be a little less comfortable with that. Uh-huh. But she's just going to make me... her whole thing is like, she loves cooking and preparing meals and she's really good at it.
You've never invited me over to eat any, but I see it on the digital from afar.
Yeah, right. So this is all... this is great. This is going to be great. What are you guys doing? I heard you're going to a fancy 5-course meal.
Ooh, we're going to one of our favorite places, Luke.
And did we have some food from the chef there at that big dinner last year at your house?
Yes, we did. Right? Yeah, the bartender was from there, who's incredible.
Oh, right.
They are one of the also big sponsors and drivers behind Alex's Lemonade Stand at LA Loves Alex's Lemonade Stand this September. Tickets will be ready soon.
Hell yeah!
They're fucking amazing.
That's so cool.
Humans and people. And so they have the Luke Group, AOC, Luke. I don't fucking remember what the other ones are. Yeah. Anyway, they're wonderful. It is such a nice, cozy experience, especially on a night like tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
They said it's like a 5-course thing. So we'll go do a little weeknight thing.
Awesome.
Reservations are like before the sun goes down.
Yeah.
Because we're 90. Perfectly happy to embrace that.
That's really great.
And I'm pretty excited.
We have our anniversary coming up and we're going to Felix, which was another, I believe, sponsor
My man's pasta.
Yeah,
he was at the house.
Yeah, he was
cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that too.
Oh God. He does something else with that pasta. That's going to be awesome.
I think pasta might be collectively our favorite food to eat. So mm-hmm.
You got a specific pasta?
No.
That you like to put in your mouth? Yona, is it just pasta in general or is there a shape that you're down with?
I'll eat any pasta.
Okay. You should check out, if you want to get her a last minute gift, Barnes & Noble down the street.
Oh, they sell books.
They do. Yes. There's a cookbook that came out a couple years ago called Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat.
Oh, yes. They turned into a show, I think, too.
Because it turns out the woman who wrote the cookbook, who trained under Shea Panisse and as a writer with Michael Pollan, is like the most charismatic human on the planet.
Oh, wow.
So it's a 4-part series on Netflix, Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat.
Cool.
She goes somewhere different for each, from Salt, Japan, which is awesome. Fat, she goes to Italy. Acid is Mexico, I believe. Unclear on heat, not there yet.
3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Anyways, some of the pasta stuff.
Bonkers.
Is so good.
Yeah.
My older brother makes an incredible handmade pasta. One of these things, I was talking to a buddy, friend of the podcast, Nate, about, he was like, I made 4 loaves of bread today. And I'm like, that's the abstainer thing. Like, I have not learned. My brother makes this incredible handmade flatbreads and breads and pastas and stuff.
Cool.
If I learned to do that, because he's like, it's so easy. You can just do it. I'm like, no.
Wow.
Because if I learn how to do that.
Oh God, there's going to be so much pasta.
Or make
pasta
the bread.
House.
400 pounds just immediately.
Yeah.
I cannot let that be an option. But I get it. But your girl's such an incredible cook. This would be an interesting kind of fundamental way of, you know, picking it up. And I'm sure there's some amazing pasta stuff in there.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
As well.
And she just loves it. She gets such joy. I feel like she would just do it for nobody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
But she hasn't invited me yet. But she'd do for nobody?
I would say she would do it for nobody, yeah. In addition to she would also do it for people.
Got it.
Listen, we'll be roommates soon. We'll have you over.
So when's that going down?
I don't know, man.
There's some great places over here.
I'm just living and I'm not moving to fucking the valley.
It's not even barely the valley.
It
on
is the
edge
valley.
Of it. There's a hill right behind us.
I can't really see not living on the west side where she already lives and loves. And
cool.
I've never lived.
It's completely unaffordable. Enjoy.
That's not true. I already spent too much for rent. So what? I'm going to do the same thing?
Big
fucking deal.
Twice as much over there from where you are now. I'm just saying.
What else you got?
I get it.
What do you want to talk about?
The ocean is fantastic. I love it. But it's crazy. I did this. Another thing, like on the very long list running down the street of things I do that drive my wife insane, which I'm happy to list because she's just not going to listen to this. Fair. Is when we bought our house over here, the valley was just starting to go up.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's still half the price as the rest of the city. But I mean, you can see in the past few years, like it's changed so much.
So much.
It's crazy. So she really wanted to move to the west side for a variety of reasons, right? Mostly family-based. I was like, I get it. That's fine. However, here's all my favorite thing, the objective things we have to consider. So what I did is I went on to, what did I do? Redfin, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's Zillow and all that shit. So I'm on a Redfin and you can do saved searches.
Right.
And so what I did is I, and this continued after we even moved over here and bought our house, right?
Right.
I made a saved search for more or less the entire west side, west of the 405.
Yeah.
Okay. And I put in the parameters of this current house we had just bought. This is 4 years ago, 5 years ago, right? Size, bedrooms, bathrooms, yada, yada.
Right, right.
It's not big. It's nothing crazy, right? By any stretch. Put in those parameters. I put in the price that we paid.
Right.
Right. And then I doubled that price. And I set that as the max range. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Doubled that price for our existing house.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you set up and you save it as a save search. And then you can say, send me updates, things that hit that search instantly, daily or weekly.
Oh, okay.
Okay. In 5 years, I haven't gotten a ping.
Yep. Got it.
Not got it. One. And so that was like, again, I wasn't trying to be a dick. I was just like,
hey,
here's the objective evidence of it doesn't exist. Yeah. It's insane. I mean, it's just, but you know, it's the multitude of ways the city is just completely fucking broken. You know, it's insane.
And it's I'm just talking about renting an apartment. So
no,
I think
sure.
It's a little bit different. While even renting an apartment is more expensive there than other places
totally
in the city
is.
For sure.
It's just, I mean, look, this is again where my FOMO is. It's I would live on a compound with all of my friends close together and I don't want you to live far away from me.
Yeah. I've left many a time from her place to come here to podcasts and it's fine.
Okay. You don't seem fine when you get here.
Well, because I'm always late.
Well, and you're always holding it against me.
Well, I have to be here so early. It's early for me.
I know.
I'm sorry.
But then you bitch about staying late. It's like,
no,
I can't. You got to pick a lane.
What do you
All
mean?
I'm asking you is to go to the gym with me once. God. Once we can make it. And you're like, I have a gym. I'm like, but for one day a week?
I have a gym.
We can have a whole thing going on.
How does this? I know. I would like to do it once.
It'd be so fun.
But I just know that you're going to be fucking, you're going to screw up my whole routine. You're going to tell me how I'm doing everything wrong. And let's
I'm
do
not
it your
gonna
way.
Do that. I'm going to invite you to do...
These are going to be here. These fucking cookies will be too close.
I won't bring the JoJo's to the gym.
Okay.
That's an idea. I'll think about it. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put them in a protein shake.
Just put them in the fucking protein shake, dude. I swear to God, you're going to love it. They're not even that...
Like, that's the type of thing, like, if my kids saw me do that, their heads would explode, knowing, because you have to remember they have so little context for things,
that
is an option in the world. My children think blueberries are dessert.
They good. Thank God for you.
I know. I'm just saying, you know.
And blueberries are delicious.
They're so good. Turns out, though, not as nutritious as we thought.
True.
Good news is nothing else is either. All right. This has been a really great fun talk. We're at about 40 minutes. That feels like enough of people listening to us shoot the shit.
Absolutely.
Just a reminder, you can send us feedback, questions, hate mail to funtalk@importantnotimportant.com. Where it turns out our email provider auto deletes emails after 30 days.
Say
Looking
again?
For a new one.
Is that true?
Yep.
For sure.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend and we will talk to you on Tuesday. Or wait, when is our podcast? Tuesday.
I don't know.
Anyways. Bye.
Bye.